Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that it's going down on today. I hope everyone's having an awesome Sunday today. I mean, if you came to this line, glory to God, then guess what? He woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind, because you had the mind to go ahead and call into the radio station to hear a word from the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. We're going to go ahead, amen, with a couple of announcements. I want to make sure that you tune in, amen, for the announcements, amen. Just hold on to your seat, because guess what? Glory to God. We have some awesome, awesome people of God who's preaching and teaching the word of God, and you don't want to miss it. So I want to make sure that you tune in. Glory to God. First of all, we have none other than Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And you don't want to miss this show every Saturday. Elder, come on, amen, with the fire of God to take you higher. Good God Almighty, that woman can pray heaven down. So if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. But it's an awesome, awesome, awesome show. She preaches, she teaches, she sings, amen, whatever the Lord lead her to do, then guess what? She does it. So we thank God for Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew for bringing us the word every Saturday. Like I said, you can go back and hear it on demand. If you missed it, go back and hear it on demand. Amen. And if you move on down a little further, on Sunday, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I am the first Hour of Power on Sunday afternoon. Glory to God. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there, and the next you will hear, voice you will hear, will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I don't want you to miss it. Just go ahead and get you some Coke, Sprite, water, ginger ale, whatever you want. Glory to God. And tune in to Minister Elaine Jackson's show, Voice of Truth Ministries. She is also an author, Reflection of the Heart. Don't you want to know what's in the book? Well, in order to know what's in the book, you're going to have to go on Amazon and buy it. She has it on her Facebook. Excuse me, she has it on her Facebook page. You can go on and look at it, and they'll tell you exactly the steps to walk through to purchase her book. It's an awesome read, and I encourage you to go on and get it and hear what the Lord is saying in that book, speaking to your heart. Glory to God. And if you move on up on Tuesday night, we have Wow Impact Team, One Word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse, and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, then hook up. You can go on the Facebook page and you can inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Go ahead and inbox them, whatever the need may be. You need somebody, may need somebody just to pray with you. So go ahead and inbox them and let them know what you may need. And if you can't get to them, then you can get to any of us on the WOW team. And guess what? We will get you to the right people at the right time. So glory to God. So there's no excuse of saying you can't get to them. Just contact any of us. You can go on any of our pages, glory to God, and we will get you to them if that's where you want to go. Hallelujah, glory to God. And then I want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many perks. You will receive something from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the way down till it starts over again. And in partner, we're only asking for $25 or more. And you will be placed on our prayer list, amen, where you will be prayed for by blood-washed, born believers. So come on and get in where you fit in. God is opening the door, so I want you to come on and get in where you fit in. Glory to God. And make sure you keep all those announcements in mind. Hallelujah, because we don't want you to miss it. My God, we're in a season where, amen, everybody should be praying, hallelujah, and not complaining. You know, you hear a lot of complainers, and hallelujah, glory to God, just like they did when they murmured and complained when he brought them out, hallelujah. He brought them out. He brought the Israelites. He brought them out, and they were still murmuring and complaining about food. They were murmuring and complaining, and we had stayed where we were. Oh, my God, my God. See? Hallelujah. And if he brought them out, glory to God, he'll bring you out. But don't murmur and complain. However he wants to do it, just receive it and go along with it. Glory to God. And I know a lot of people are so opinionated nowadays. Hallelujah. But you're stopping the flow. You want God's flow to continue in you. So, amen, stop the murmuring and complaining and just say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, Lord, don't do it without me. I don't want to be left out, glory to God. And he won't leave you out. But if you continue to murmur and complain, you're going to miss it. Say, Lord, what are you doing? If I don't know, Lord, what are you doing? You just ask. Say, Lord, what are you doing, Lord God, in this season? He'll lay scripture, amen, on you to go and read it. And sometimes he'll bring other people to bring clarification to what it is. Hallelujah. Because I know sometimes people say, well, Lord, I can't hear you. You don't get quiet and still enough to hear him because he's speaking. You just need to get quiet and still and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and not the television, hallelujah, not the Senate, not the representative, not the news, glory to God, but hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. So that Holy Ghost power is there, and it speaks, amen, to you. So you want to hear what he's saying, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to open my line up for prayer at this time. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press the 1. And I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God is good, and he is worthy. Hallelujah. So when you wake up in the morning, you ought to have a hallelujah praise on your heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I know sometimes when people wake up in the morning, the first thing, well, I got to get my morning coffee. I'm not a morning person. Glory to God. But understand, it's not that coffee that's going to make you perk. Oh, good God Almighty. It's Jesus Christ that's going to make your day. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see anybody has pressed the 1. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we thank you for another glorious day, Lord, that you have spared our lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We ask you, Lord God, to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, whether they're calling in or whether they're listening by way of, oh, God. You know what they need. So, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to give them what they need, Lord. If it's healing they need in this season, oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, right now to give it to them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, whether it's peace they need in this season, Lord God. We ask you, God, to give it to them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We know, Lord God, that you're in control and you're in charge and nothing catches you by surprise. So, Father God, we just say thank you for everything that you're doing and all the things that you're about to do, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we don't murmur and complain, Lord, but we thank you, Lord God, for where we are and what you're doing in this season, Lord. And we say, please, Lord, don't do it without us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Fix our minds, our hearts, my souls, Lord, so we can receive the word of God. Fix our minds, Lord God, so we can hear the word of God as it is spoken in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we come against every spirit that's not like you, oh Lord God. Everything that's going in the airways and the negative talk and the negative people talking in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, releasing negative things and negative spirits in the airways. We come against the principalities of darkness right now in those high places. Oh, good God Almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, as we're walking with thee and we're suffering with thee, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you'll call our name in the mighty name of Jesus. When we think nobody's there and nobody's listening, we know, Lord God, that you have an ear to hear what we're saying any time of the day and night, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that's going on, because God, we know you're in control, Lord God. You're in charge, oh Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No one shall be left out. Those that want to come to you, you say, come to you in spirit and worship you in truth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you say, all can come. There's no certain ones that come. There's no certain color, no certain creed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For your doors is open to anyone that willing to come and give their life unto you. So, Father God, we say thank you for that, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the elderly, oh God. We pray that you will strengthen their immune system, Lord. Build them up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we know that you built this body. You made this body. You made every vessel, every vein. So we know, Lord God, that only you can strengthen it, Lord, in this time, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for the nurses, the doctors, Lord, the CDAs, the CNAs, Lord. We pray for everyone, Lord God, in the medical field right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for their strength, Lord God, in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Although we know their task may look hard, but we know, Lord God, to depend on you, Lord God, for you'll give them strength that they never thought they had, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray the strength, Lord God, on them right now, Lord. We send it all across the nation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know you to be an on-time God. We know you to be everywhere that we need you to be, Lord. Oh, my God, even in the wee hours of the night when nobody is looking, we know, Lord, that you are there, Lord God, and you are there all the time. Oh, my God, when things get hard, we know, Lord God, you're still there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, all we got to do is learn how to depend on you, Lord God, learn how to hold on to you, Lord God, with an everlasting, Lord God, love for God, and you will bring them through everything that they're going through, everything that they thought they couldn't get through. We know, Lord, that you're there, and you will bring them through in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, and we give you glory, and we give you the honor. We praise your heavenly name on high, because if it had not been for the Lord on our side on this day, we would not be here, oh Lord. And Father God, we thank you, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, through it all, you got to learn how to depend upon God. Through it all, hallelujah, whatever it looks like to you, it don't look like that to him, because he's everywhere that you need him to be, hallelujah. He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom, glory to God. Because sometimes you can want to go and get a lawyer, hallelujah, and you may not even need it, glory to God. If you depend upon him and say, Lord, what do I need to do? Tell me, Lord, because I don't want to go and step out of your will. But so many times, hallelujah, you know, we can listen to other people and other things and get thrown off, amen, hallelujah. Not your game, but just get thrown off, amen, and forget all about Jesus Christ. But ask him, what do you need to do, glory to God? And if he don't tell you to do nothing, then wait up on the Lord. And he said, wait, I say wait on the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. And he will answer. Hallelujah. He may not answer right then, but guess what? He gonna answer. And don't think it'll be too late, because he's not a late God. He's always right on time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just don't do it too soon. Just learn how to wait. Hallelujah. Nowadays, everybody wants to pop it in the microwave, popcorn, glory to God, hallelujah, these, amen, what you say, these microwave meals, everybody just pop it in and you know, expect it to come out cooked, you know, really good, and some of it really, you can put it on high, as they say, and then it still don't cook good, hallelujah, glory to God. Well, we the same way over here, you know, you can go ahead and tell him one time, Lord, you didn't answer me. Well, why you didn't answer me, Lord? Glory to God. If he didn't answer you, go back again. Say, Lord, I need you. I need you to give me an answer. But still don't move. Because you know what? Sometimes, hallelujah, God wants to see, amen, hallelujah, how long will you wait? But sometimes you don't want to wait, glory to God. But then you'll say, well, Lord, I waited on you. No, you didn't wait. You went ahead and did what you wanted to do. But you need to learn how to wait. Wait patiently on the Lord. I say again, wait. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go ahead and get into our message on today. I'm going to be reading from Matthew's chapter 4. Matthew's chapter 4. I'm going to title this message, Use God's Word Against Temptation. You know, sometimes you get kind of tied up, hallelujah, wrapped up in what others say. You don't go to the Word of God and say, Lord, well, what you got to say, Lord, and how should I fight off the wiles of the devil? Well, that's called studying, when you study his word and you bring word to your remembrance, and you have to continue this. This is just not one day a week, 2 days a week, three. No, you got to continue it. And even when you're sitting down, I always say, meditate. Said, okay, let me meditate on this scripture and find it and where it said it, and then it'll do what it needs to do. And when the tempter comes and try to tempt you, glory to God, hallelujah. The reason so many people are falling down by the wayside, amen. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, good God Almighty. It's because they're not putting the word back on what's coming to tempt them. They're falling into it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In other words, when they come to be tempted, hallelujah, they're following the tempter. Oh, my God. And the tempter is the devil. Glory to God. But when you give him his word, it says resist the devil and he will flee. Well, that means, amen, you're going to have to put the word on him, amen, for him to get out. Okay? Glory to God. You're going to have to use the word of God. You're going to study it, meditate on it, and you will have good success. But without meditating and studying on it, it's not going to do anything for you. And if you don't know it, hallelujah, if you don't read your Bible daily, you're not going to have anything to fight him off. Because let me help you out. He's coming, glory to God. But we don't give him no credit. We know the word of God. You know, just tell him, amen, glory to God. So you say, get behind me, Satan. You ain't got no room here, hallelujah, because I'm going to stand there for on the word of God, hallelujah. That's when you go in that word and you dig into it and you meditate on it day and night, he says, so you can have success, amen. Think about the word of God so you can put it to the test in your life. So, Lord, am I weak in this area, Lord? Do I need help in this area? Glory to God, hallelujah. If I do, Lord, show me what I need to do and show me how to read it. But, you know, so many times people talk to everybody but the Lord. You know, you'll go over here and you'll talk, amen, to this one, that one, that one. Well, tell me what the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. Instead of going, so you know what, I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to go over here and ask you if I don't understand it. Hallelujah. But take it to the word of God first. Hallelujah. My God. Let's get on with our message on today. Chapter 4, amen. Use God's word against temptation. Then was Jesus led up to the up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Now understand, it said he was led up, hallelujah. You know, a lot of times we are led to, hallelujah, to be tempted in certain places. Can you think about one time, just flashback a little bit, when you were tempted, hallelujah. Now you look, you over here, amen, you riding down the road, glory to God, and somebody come around, you speeding like a speeding bullet, hallelujah, glory to God. See, that's temptation, hallelujah. Then you say, wait a minute, hold up. Some people say, wait a minute, I'm going to catch up with him. Nowadays, I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't do it now. Don't do it right now. Don't do it. Glory to God. Instead of praying and say, Lord, don't let them get hurt, Lord. I put your angels around them. Hallelujah. Just because they acting out, that don't mean you act out. Glory to God. Say, Lord, put your angels around them. Don't let nobody get hurt in this accident. In the name of Jesus, I decree it, I declare. You got to come on with it. You got to learn it and stop praying. You know, start praying. And forget about whoever acting crazy, because it's going to be a lot of that. See, that's a tempter. He's coming. He used people. Hallelujah. He don't just come himself, but he used people. He works through people. So that's what you got to do. Let's move on. But he was led up to the wilderness to be tempted. Hallelujah. But he don't know. Amen. The devil didn't know. Hallelujah. What was coming behind all that? Hallelujah. Hey, let's see what's coming. Hallelujah. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. Understand, when you're fasting and you're praying, hallelujah, and you're in that word really, really good, then guess what? You ain't going to get hungry. Hallelujah. You ain't going to get hungry. Once you're fasting and you're praying, you know, I hear my elder always say, you know, some things come out by fasting and praying. Glory to God. Amen. We thank elder for that. Amen. What a message. Y'all need to hear. I'm telling you, go back and listen. Amen. The awesome messages that she preached. So you see, when you're in that zone, you don't want nobody to bother you. You know, you want to just read the word, meditate on it, and pray and not eat for that length of time when he calls you to do that. And said Jesus was led up, amen, on high, and, you know, amen, and he didn't get hungry till after Glory to God. Well, don't you know when you get hungry, hallelujah, then that's when the tempter's going to come, the devil. He's going to come, hallelujah. If you know you ain't fasted in about 3-4 years, then guess what? It's probably time that you push the chicken leg over and, amen, go ahead and take the turkey off the table, hallelujah, and just go ahead and get down on it. Glory to God. Let's move on. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Okay, now here he come, hallelujah. He going to come over here, amen, and tell him, you know, okay, if you be who you think you are and who you say you are, then here's what you need to do. Go ahead and command that these stones be made bread. In other words, he's trying to give me a little something, amen, but he know he was powerful because he had done fasted 40 days, and he came down, glory to God, and don't you know he was ready, hallelujah. That's when you know you got to be ready. You can't be fisting to get ready. You got to be ready. Right now, we're in a place where you got to be ready with the word of God. So there are so many things that's going on, so many things that you can't handle in your strength. But you know what? There is a strength that you can walk in. Amen. That Holy Ghost power. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, give me that strength so I can go on and keep it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But listen, don't just pray one day. You have to continue. Glory to God. Let's see what happens. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You see right here, he was telling him, hallelujah, you can't just go, you know, you can't just be full of bread. Amen, glory to God. Not just by your words, hallelujah. You got to be filled, amen, by the word of God, in order to fight him off, hallelujah. So what did he do? He used God's word against the temptation. He used the word of God. He was telling Satan, you're going to have to get back, or that ain't even right, glory to God. But if you ain't got no word, then you can't use none. Glory. Let's move on. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone. Now you see right here, he was trying to tell him, amen, go up there, amen, to my, the angels got you. Understand, God is not going to tempt you with evil. You understand, hallelujah. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know what, God, you shouldn't have made that woman, you know, and you shouldn't have made that man, and different things be going on. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now how can you say that? He made male for female and female for male. Glory to God. Not male and male and female, none of that, hallelujah. And the reason I say that, cause it's the word, hallelujah. Okay. Hey, glory to God. Remember, now he made Adam and Eve, amen, not Adam and Steve, amen, not Sadie and Susie, hallelujah, glory to God, to be together. So come on now, let's get it right. That's the world system. Glory to God. I was watching something, amen, and you know, sometimes you can sit down and you can be watching movies and different stuff, and then the next thing you know, here we go, hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, God loves them all because everybody is his child, hallelujah. You know, you got to love everyone, hallelujah. You don't love the sin, but you got to love the person. Hallelujah. And here we go. I said, no, that's just not so. They said, come on now. This is the 21st century we're in, the 21st century. Say, come on now. You know, you got to get with the program. No, that's not his program. Hallelujah. That's the man's script program. That's not his program. Glory to God. And you could be tempted by different things and different people. And just remember, you got to learn how to give them the word of God. Because if you don't, hallelujah, my God, if you don't, then guess what? You'll fall for anything. Understand, we serve a good God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. So when you are tempted, hallelujah, make sure you have the word to put on it. Don't let nobody, amen, tear you down either. They can tell you some stuff to do wrong. Good God Almighty. Let's read right here. We're going to go back to that. But I want you to get this, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, glory to God, 9 and 10. Know ye that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but be not deceived, neither fornicators,
nor idolaters, nor adulterers, affectionate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. So he's talking about homosexuality and all that. And he said, no, you won't inherit the earth. Understand, amen. God's word is true, and every man be a liar. And there are stipulations and things that we have to follow in the word of God. Amen. That was 1 Corinthians 6. 9 and 10. Amen. So remember, glory to God. Don't let nobody come and try to make you do something wrong and you know that it's right. Hallelujah. Don't try self-gain, trying to get things, amen, under the table and trying to get things by lying, you know. And he says, a liar shall not tarry in my kingdom. Glory to God. So you got to do it right. If you're going to be over here, you're going to have to live right. Don't let nobody tell you something is wrong. You make sure you come back with the word. And you know something, I always hear them use, amen, glory to God. Well, we all fall short. Yes, we fall short unknowingly. But you don't fall short and you know, amen, that you know that it's wrong, amen, to go around, amen, and let's just say, amen, be with other women that's not your wives and be with other men that's not your husbands, glory to God. It's not right to slip, tip, and dip. No, it's not. By the word of God, no. And you got to be willing to say, no, it's not right. And I'm not going to say it's right. Hallelujah. You know, some people nowadays, hallelujah, they you know what, if they don't stand for what's right, then I always said, then they'll stand for anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whether it's wrong, hallelujah, and you know it, hallelujah, glory to God. But you won't stand for the right, but you'll stand for the wrong. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ain't some good stuff? Let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 5. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. Amen. Let's move on to verse 6. And saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. It is written, I wanted to read this again. He shall give his angels charge over thee concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up. Lest any at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. I wanted to read that again, because you've got to remember, Satan's going to take you on high, and he's going to show you some stuff, and he's going to try to, okay, well, it's all right. You're going on over there and do that, and you know it's wrong. Don't do that. If you know it's wrong, then you're going to be held accountable for that thing that is wrong. So remember that, hallelujah. So make sure you're doing what is right. Stay in that place with the Lord thy God. So whenever he, amen, he tells you, amen, no, don't do that, then listen. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, it's the devil talking. Nah, he be trying to tell you don't do that. Because many of times I have went and said something, he said, nope, don't do it, don't say it. Hallelujah. And I said, well, okay. And guess what? It was going to be wrong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, no, don't go over there and say that. I'm going to give you a better way to do that. Hallelujah. I know there's certain things happening. Amen. Glory to God. I was going to send some emails. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God for the holy power of the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. And I was going to send some emails. Glory to God. He said, I don't do that. Do it like this. So see, you see, amen, that would have been wrong if I'd have sent them emails that I wanted to see it. Glory to God. But I thank God that I listened, amen, and didn't send those emails, because I know if he said it's wrong, then don't do it. And Jesus said unto him, it is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Don't tempt God. Amen, glory to God. You're going to go out there and walk in front of a bus. You know, let's just say you're standing on the sidewalk. And the bus coming by, you say, well, I think I can beat the bus. You know, God's going to take care of me. I'm just going to run on across here. No, you better wait, because if that bus come by, amen, that bus come fast enough and you think you can get over there, it's going to flatten you. So I'm just here to tell you, don't do it. Glory to God. You got to stand and stand there for it. Don't be tempted. Amen. Glory to God. So God don't tempt you with evil. And some people say, well, you know what? Look at that, with all them tattoos and all that, glory to God. That ain't God, honey. That's your flesh getting in the way. Glory to God. That's your flesh. Look at Susie over there with her short dress on. Amen. A red dress, a high heel. Glory to God. That's not God. Hallelujah. And he said, when man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. Glory to God. You don't want to go over there, amen, messing with Susie. Susie may not be your wife. Hallelujah. Susie just may be that one day stand that came by. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To pull you out of the will of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 8. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou would fall down and worship me. Oh, my God. You see right there, hallelujah. You can't have no other God before God. Glory to God. He says, have no other God before me. You know, sometimes people put other things before the Lord, thy God. Glory to God. And guess what? You find yourself in a mess. Hallelujah. Some worship, amen, different peoples, and some worship different pastors and different things. But you know what? You worship the Lord, thy God. But he said, give honor where honor's due. And you give glory to God. Hallelujah. You can say, yes, Pastor, that was a good sermon. And I always say, amen, I'm going to throw this in for free. I ain't going to charge you for this one. You know, well, if he say, what did you get out of this? Glory to God. How can you use the word? Then that means he really cares about what, amen, you got out of the sermon. Just because he hooped, hollered, glory to God. He said, oh, my God, that was a good God and good sermon, Pastor, and he just spit on you, hallelujah, and you say, oh, my God, he spit on me, that spit was anointing, but still, did you get anything? Did you get what you need to help you? A lot of time, people go to church, amen, they sit on the front row, they usher at the back door, good God Almighty, hallelujah, they'll sit on the side, they're deacons, deaconettes, and deacons everything, hallelujah, I'm on the usher board, and I'm here, hallelujah, I'm a steward over there, glory to God, but guess what, you get nothing, hallelujah, you got nothing, the pastor said, all you're doing is doing a chore. I mean, so many times now, people go to church and say, you know, well, I went to church today. Well, what did he preach about? Well, it was a good sermon. Well, what did you learn? I mean, how can you apply it to your everyday life? You know, we are being taught, amen, some very, very, very good, amen. I said good stuff, good God Almighty. I tell you just like that. So I encourage you, amen, to go ahead and hook up with them, and amen, and you can get some of the good stuff I'm talking about. I ain't want to tell you everything for free, glory to God, hallelujah, but you can get some good teaching, amen, over here. You can get some good things, amen, glory to God, that's going to help you in this life, it's, and no sugarcoating, let me help you out. Ain't no sugarcoating over here, glory to God. It's all real deal, my God, my God. And people go and they worship other things. They worship their car. Hallelujah. They'll worship their house. You know, some have big houses built. And you know what? I ain't going to leave this house. Amen. So in other words, you ain't going to leave this house. Amen. And that means you're making this house your God. And some even make children your God. Just be careful about that. Hallelujah. You got to know and put things in its place. Amen. Yes, he wants us to have the nice things and all that. Amen. He don't mind. Glory to God. But don't let them have you. Understand, you put him first. You know, sometimes people can give you stuff and it's just as gorgeous as all out dough. Glory to God. But guess what? That stuff is in its place. My first priority is the Lord thy God, to worship and praise the Lord thy God. Amen. To give him all the glory and honor. Hallelujah. It's not about the stuff. You don't mind having it, and he don't mind you having it. But don't let it become your God. Some people have let people become their God. You know, amen, you're just awesome, awesome. But, you know, I remember they taught a sermon. Them same people that was with them same people, amen, that persecuted them. Glory to God. Ooh, Jesus. Let's move on and see what he said when he gave Satan back the word. He was always giving the word to him. So, you know, when Satan comes, the tempter comes, then you can give him the word. Hallelujah. You'll let him know, it ain't going down like this. We ain't doing this because this is not right. I know it ain't right, and I'm not going to be a part of it. When you get ready, amen, to fill out your taxes and different stuff, you know, you'll go ahead and put all these children down there. You know, let me help you out now. They're checking everything twice, okay? So be careful, hallelujah, glory to God. If you know you ain't got no children, then don't put none on there. Don't be talking about no Pluto, and Pluto is a dog, and you know you can't foul your dog. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Let's move on. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. See, you only serve God, glory to God. You don't serve these graven images. Ain't no Buddha, the little bald head man they got with his little legs crossed and his little belly button sticking out, glory to God, no hair on his head and all that. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, only him shalt thou serve. Glory to God. You serve God, yes. Amen. You ought to be a servant, yes. To the people of God, yes, you are. Glory to God. But you learn, amen, the difference. Hallelujah. You give, yes, you honor people. You sow into your pastors and you sow into the ministers and you sow in, amen, to the apostles. And you do all those things because he requires us to do that because you got to take care of them. Hallelujah. You got to give them, amen. You got to give, and you got to give. And this is the season, amen. I'm going to tell you to come outside of yourself. I don't care, you know. I know a lot of people say, well, she's always talking about giving. Amen. But you've got to be able to give. If you can't give somebody something, then you ain't going to give nobody nothing. Glory to God. So you got to be able to. But don't serve, amen, different. Amen. The little bald-headed man I was talking about, serve God and him only. Amen. And what do you do when you say, okay, I'm giving my money and then I'm going to worry about what they're doing with it? Don't do that. When you give that money, then understand you're serving God in them. Hallelujah. A lot of people think that, well, I can go and I can just stand at the door and that's all. I ain't got to give no money. I ain't got to do nothing else. No, you got requirements are that you got to do something else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You can go, amen, and give. And don't you want, you're going to need a return. At some point, you're going to need some money. Hallelujah. Everybody said, well, I gave my time. Well, you know what? You can't spend your time, amen, over there in the supermarket, hallelujah, in the produce section, hallelujah. I ain't never seen time over there. And you, glory to God, I ain't never seen time in the meat section when you get ready to go buy your meat, right? You're going to have to get that meat and you got to go to that cash register and you're going to have to give them some money. Glory to God, hallelujah. So you gotta give and sow, hallelujah. Let's move on, glory to God. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. In other words, the angels came and they ministered unto him. You know, hallelujah, God will send his angels, amen, glory to God. In the time of need, he'll send them. I know he send them, amen, to you. Sometimes people don't even know what they are. But he said, be careful. Some have entertained angels and don't know it. I was watching, amen, this show, amen, and this girl was having a really, really hard time. And God sent his angel, and the angel just asked her for, you know, a dollar or two. He said he was hungry to buy him something to eat. Glory to God. And what she did, she said, I don't have any money. I only have my debit card, you know, so get out of my face. I'm tired, you know, every time you coming up, you're asking me for money. And you know what her friend did? She called a friend. A friend was calling her, and when she was calling her, she couldn't get her. So finally she answered the phone, amen. And so she said, she told her everything that happened. And she said, you remember what the Bible says, you know, be careful, amen, because some have entertained angels and not knowing it. Glory to God. And so the girl thought about what she said, and, you know, she started to remember when the man was there and different things that happened. He knew her name. He called her name, and he was just trying to get a word to her and everything, you know, but she would not entertain him like that. Glory to God. And she was very upset, and from that she didn't get this promotion that she wanted. She didn't, this friend came against this promotion that she was trying to get. She didn't get that. And so ever since then, things just went, amen, down north. Not south, they went down north. So see, you have to be careful about that situation. Glory to God. And the angels came and they helped Jesus out. Glory to God. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. You know, this is Jesus was right here. He's getting ready to start his ministry. See, he had done already been up there on the hill, and he had done, you know, prayed, and he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he fasted, and the devil came and tried to tempt him, and he was giving him the word. He didn't like it. He was strong. Don't you know when you come out, amen, after you done been with the Lord and hung out, amen, as the elder can say, the hangout party, glory to God, with the Lord, hallelujah, you come out stronger than ever. Hallelujah. Can't nobody tell you, amen, what's right and what's wrong because you know, hallelujah, glory to God. And I'm not going to do that. I just tell them I'm not going to do that. You can forget it. Amen. My yay is yay and my no is no. Absolutely not. You got to learn. You can't be straddled the fence. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important when you read the word of God. You meditate on it so you have something. Amen. But you got to learn how to cut everything off and go before the Lord in prayer. He'll tell you, okay, you need to fast. You need to pray. And those who don't know him, amen, you can get to know him. Amen. He's only, amen, just a phone call away. You can say, Lord, I want more of you. I want you, Lord God. I'm not saved, but Lord, I want to be saved. I want to come into your kingdom. With that said, I'm going to stop right there. Hold on, because he's calling, amen, someone, amen, to come in. You strayed away from the Lord. Hallelujah. You let situations get you down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, he's married to the backslider. So he's calling you back into the fold. Hallelujah. You know, you listen at those friends saying, well, you know what? I'm doing better than some Christians are doing. And that's what they're saying. Hallelujah. But understand, the money that they're getting is self-gain. And a lot of times when they get it like that, they have holes in their bucket. They ain't paying no tithe. They ain't giving no nothing. And guess what? You won't keep it long. Because if you get money ill-gotten, you won't have it long. Glory to God. But if you do it his way, then you'll have it. And guess what he'll do? He'll multiply. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. So he's calling you back home into the sheepfold. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Although you strayed away, you went to the north. Hallelujah. You strayed over to the left. So he's calling you back right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a backslider, Lord God. I want to come back to you, Lord, wholeheartedly, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned against you, Lord God. I repent, Lord God, for straying away, Lord God. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. That person took it. Amen. As soon as I let it out my mouth, praise God, hallelujah. You are now, amen, back in the kingdom of God. Don't let nobody stray you away. A lot of times people try to pull you over in the area that they're in, hallelujah, glory to God. They got nothing going on over there. Everything is absolutely dead. But they want to make it look like to you that they're living a good life. Now, they ain't living a good life. Without Jesus Christ, you can't live a good life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're living, amen, your life, but you ain't living a good life. You want to live eternal life. Hallelujah. Because whenever you leave here, hallelujah, they say you're done. No, you're not done. Because, amen, well, the life that you live here is going to depend on the life that you live later. Oh, good God Almighty. Let's say it again. The life that you live here, amen, it's going to depend on the life that you live later. Good God Almighty. So that's why you got to remember, amen, to stay hooked up with Jesus Christ. Amen. Know the word of God. Don't be tempted by Satan's devices. Glory to God. When he comes and try to tempt you, he'll tell you, well, you know what? You may not have enough money. Glory to God. Don't you pay your tithes. Don't you give to that ministry. Oh, listen, he's been talking against some ministries. Don't listen to him. Glory to God. You pay your tithes and your offerings. I don't care what you say. He said, if I pay my tithes, I give my offering, he'll rebuke the devourer for his name's sake. So that means if anything happens, oh, glory to God, he's going to make sure he got a ram in the bush to come alone and help me out. He's going to make sure that he got somebody that can fix that car that tears up. Oh, glory to God. He's going to make sure that he got somebody in place. Glory to God. If you need a little something, you can call on him. Hallelujah. And they'll give it to you. Glory to God. He's going to make sure. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. Well, Lord, I'm sick in my body. So I need a healing, oh God. He's going to make sure and talk to that doctor. Hallelujah. So, Lord, my God, give him the right medication. Don't keep giving him stuff trying. There ain't no trying here by no trial and error. Don't keep giving him that stuff, making him sick. Glory to God. He's going to talk to him. Hallelujah. Tell him, yes, go ahead. Amen. If they want that new vehicle and whatever they want, give it to him. Glory to God. He's going to make a way for you because he's going to send his angels out. He's going to send them on assignment to give you what you need. Don't be fooled, amen, by the same devices. Because my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a sovereign God. We serve a God that's right there if we need at any time and any day, any hour. Glory to God. You can call on him because he never sleeps and he never slumbers. Glory to God. And he will lead you and guide you. He'll give you the discerning of the spirit. When Satan comes alone and try to tear you down, he'll give you the words to say. Oh my God. I said, peace be still. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. So everything around you has to line up with his word. If you're seeking peace, then ask for it. Glory to God. The reason you don't have it, because you don't ask. Sometimes you get so tied up, wrapped up, and tied up in the problem that you forget to go to the problem solver. You start repeating the word of God in the name of Jesus. He said that I could come to him, and as I worship him wholeheartedly, he'll solve every problem that I got. Anything that's going on around me, I speak to those situations, and I say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. He'll send his angels out on assignment. Oh, glory to God. To get a new washing machine. Understand, God's going to give that to you. Whoever that is that wants that new washer, I hear you, and the dryer. Understand, you want a pair, huh? He's going to give that to you. Glory to God. Someone's going to get it to you. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't going to even have to pay for it. Just hold on. He's going to put you in the right place at the right time. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, that's the type of God we serve, but you got to put it out there, glory to God, hallelujah, my God, a lot of times, you know, some stuff we don't need to tell, and then that stuff that we need to tell, we don't tell it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, don't be so prideful. If you need help, then amen. Glory to God. Say, you know what? I can't get a breakthrough. I need you to pray for me. Can you touch and agree with me on this situation? And then we'll begin to pray and seek the Lord thy God. Glory to God. But remember to put him in. Put me in remembrance of my word. Remember when he said that. Hallelujah. You see what Jesus was putting him in? The remembrance of his word. So Satan had to get back and behave. When you began to pray and you put God in remembrance of his word. So, Lord, I remember what you said, Lord God. If I be willing and obedient, I'll eat the good of the land. So, Lord, I want the good of the land, oh God. Lord, I don't want just toast and butter. Oh, my God. I would like a little jelly on it, please. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the type of God that we serve. When you make it specifically what you want. I tell him when I talk to him, I said, what do you want? I said, be specific, because you could just throw anything out there. Glory to God. And you not even want it. Hallelujah. Just like a job, if you're looking for a job, you can just say, well, Lord, give me a job. Say, no, that ain't the job I want. But you guess what? That's what you said. Lord, give me a job. So he gave you what you asked for. So then you want to murmur and complain. But you didn't tell it like it is. So, Lord, I want a job. I want it paid this much. Lord, I don't want no hard job. Lord, give me a desk job. Sitting down, job, glory to God. So ask, Lord God, can be supervisor. I want to be there. So make it specific, hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the type of God that we serve. When you give him his word, feed him his word, glory to God. You see, when Jesus went up on high, he did what? He put the word on Satan, and he had to do what? Get back and behave. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Remember to give him the word, hallelujah. When the tempter comes and try to destroy your faith, give him the word. The faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, hear it over and over and over and continue in his word, hallelujah. Don't let him get, amen, over you. Don't let him do that to you. Don't let him tear you down, amen. Just repeat the word of God. Give him scripture, hallelujah. And if you don't know it, amen, right, you can write it down, amen. You got notepads and ain't got so much now. You can hear it on your phone and amen. You got so much you can do now. You can write scriptures on if there's something, amen, that you're being bothered with. You can take it, amen, go to the word of God, find you some scriptures, write it down, amen, on index cards. And whenever he get ready, amen, whenever he raises his head, then you could just quote it, amen, and give it back to him. If you know this thing that you've been fighting, amen, with, now you can give him the word of God until you can learn, amen, even the more by studying, amen, faithfully. Amen, glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's never late. He's always right on time. Amen. We have a few minutes left. If you desire prayer, I want you to go ahead, amen, and press the 1. You don't have to give me your name. Amen. Just tell me your prayer request. and where you're calling from, and I will bring you in. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the one. Well, we're going to go ahead. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to reiterate, don't forget. Amen. On Saturday, Evangelist Bertha Askew. Amen. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Let's get it right. Glory to God. On Saturday, faith come by hearing. It comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget, tune in and hear what the Lord is saying and doing in elders' life. Awesome woman of God. Don't forget, Prophetic Corner Ministries, the hour of power. I'm the first hour. Prophetess Martha Williams. Amen. 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern, 30-minute break. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Minister Elaine Jackson, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern. Don't forget partnering. You will be placed on prayer lists. Amen. Where you will be prayed for by believers. And they'll be saying your name, Good God Almighty. Don't forget Tuesday, one word from the Lord. Amen. Apostle Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse, at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Life coach, mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader. I hear that marriage counselor cry again. Glory to God. Marriage counselor. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody's contemplating divorce. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, hook up. Amen. Inbox me. Inbox any of us, and we will get you to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But some things can be solved. Amen. Sometimes you just have to get help. Amen. One thing I always say, don't be ashamed to get help. You know, sometimes people don't get help. Amen. Because they're just prideful. Amen. Glory to God. Well, you know what? Pride comes before a fall. My God, my God. So here's what you need to do. Go ahead. Amen. And get help so you won't have to worry about all that falling. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. See, Jesus will pick you up. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, there's a song they used to sing, said he'll pick you up if you have to reach way down. Glory to God. But understand, some things, amen, he can go ahead and he can put you on that straight road, amen, and he may not have to go down and get you up, amen, hallelujah, if you go ahead knowing that what you need and get what you need, hallelujah, amen, glory to God. And we're going to go ahead on, amen. Don't forget, Minister Lane coming up next. You'll have a break here, get you some water, Sprite, orange juice, whatever it may be, and we will see you back on next Sunday. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome Sunday, and we will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.